Hi, Randy. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. So let me go over here, and then you got the number, right?
Which number? Yes.
For the locksmith? Okay. So what's the phone number?
The number is, hold on. 570-308-3120.
Okay. You went with a 570 rather than an 888 this time, huh?
Yeah, because I want this one to be local. People feel like if they call a locksmith, they want somebody that's local coming to them ASAP.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, they don't want to call an 888 number and risk that it's a big corporation or something.
Right. I just want somebody local get to me fast.
Yeah, that's smart. That was good thinking on your behalf for sure. So, let's see here.
If you're a box door company, you want a 188 number because you want to show that you're not just a Craigslist repairman. You want to let them know you're a real company that can give them warranty on their products and guarantee the service.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a little strategy I have.
So give me an email address for this account, Randy.
24/7 locksmith. Hold on a second. 570@gmail.com.
So when you say 24/7 locksmith, it's 247, right? There's no dot or anything in between, right?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so 247 locksmith570@gmail.com. And then let me indicate this as East. And then that's the name of the business too, 24/7 locksmith.
Yeah.
Okay. And then anything else on there or just the, do you want it 247 or do you want 24/7 or how do you want it to appear?
24/7.
That's how I had it. Okay, good. We're on the same page there. And then give me the address again. I know we're going to put a suite on there, but what's the address again?
Yes. The address is 120 Regent Street. R-E-G-E-N-T Street.
Okay. And Wilkes-Barre, PA, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just put suite B. Like, boy. Or no, let's put suite A because the other one was just the address. It didn't have a suite, so we'll put suite A. Put suite A.
Okay.
And then I got an override already to do that 149 pricing. And you need a site and the whole nine yards just like the other one for this location, right?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just go in and make sure that we add that site to the package like I did before. That way, when they do the client interview, there'll be no problems. So, I know. I wish I could have done all this like legwork behind the scenes in between our calls. But the first thing is getting the number to create the account. Without that, I'm kind of like stagnant. So I apologize.
Right,
it takes me an extra second here to to get it in. So,
I understand.
Yeah. I know that's the last thing you want to do, but the girls are being good right now, huh?
No, we're upstairs.
Oh, they're upstairs. Okay, I was going to say, all of a sudden, they're so quiet.
No. I went upstairs and left them downstairs.
Oh, you went upstairs. Okay. Yeah, when you have a 10-month-old and a 20-month-old, that doesn't happen very often that they're quiet like that, huh?
They're not even quiet when they eat. That's when they get even louder.
Right, exactly. Aw, girls are fun.
Mm-hmm. There's something else.
Yeah. My dream always was to have twin girls, and I guess it wasn't in the plan for me, but I had the, like I said, 1 year and 4 days apart, and you beat me because you're only 10 months apart, so that's awesome.
I have a set of boy twins as well.
Do you really? Oh, my
10.
Gosh. That's the coolest. How old are they?
10.
They're 10. Wow. So you have some helpers there, don't you?
Oh, yes, we sure do. We sure do.
Oh, that's neat. Are the boys identical twins or fraternal twins? Or
paternal. Like,
very
completely
cool.
Different people.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Completely different people. Like, nothing similar.
So interesting how that works. My friend has fraternal twin boys, and it's funny because one of them is brown hair, brown eyes, and the other one is blonde eyes. And, you know, they, like I said, they don't even resemble each other, but they're twins, you know? So it's so funny.
If I sent you a picture of them, you wouldn't even think they're the same age.
Really? Oh, one's a lot bigger than the other one?
Yep. A lot taller and bigger. Yep.
Wow, that's cool. I love it. So you have one athlete, and then the other one is probably going to be the artsy one, huh?
Well, I don't know. They're both kind of, you know, they're both there.
Yeah, that's true, because you don't have to always be big to be an athlete, because sometimes in the NFL, those running backs are small, but they're so fast, so, right?
They're all just, so interesting to watch and just see how they're just different as people, and, you know, their likes and dislikes and how they respond to different things. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah. What sport do they like, or what are they into?
All my kids box, and two of them play basketball.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. That's neat. My granddaughter's little teammate on her softball team, she does that, like, jiu-jitsu fighting, and it's so cute because she's this little tiny thing with braids, and she's on, like, they have a couple of videos they'll post every now and then on social media, and she'll be, like, taking down these other kids that are bigger than her. It's the cutest thing ever. So she's a tough little thing. So I got the profile all set up for you again, and I did get that $149 pricing adjusted. So give me the card number one more time.
Okay, so the card number is 4315.
Okay.
7700.
Okay.
0379.
Mm-hmm.
1852.
Okay, expiration?
926.
And the code on the back?
909.
Okay. And I remember that this was tied into the other billing address. So give me that again one more time.
172. Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R Street.
Mm-hmm.
Wilkes-Barre, PA, 18702.
Got it. Okay. All right. So that all successfully saved. So just like the other one, we're going to go through that quick 90-second voice verification, and then I'll create the appointment for the technician to call you. Let me see here if we have, okay, so they're double booked for 6:00, but I'll have them call you on Monday, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so, and again, it's going to ask me to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
24/7 Locksmith.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Randy Thompson, investor.
And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think you and I are seasoned vets now. That one went much smoothly than the first one. So Yeah, we hit a couple of bumps in the road getting that one created, but this one's better. So let's hope and cross our fingers that the terms and conditions get texted to you and emailed to you right away. That way we won't have to get held up about that little, you know, signing the e-signature to get the pricing locked in. But
hold on one second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. Let me see if I could.
If you can set it up to get the text. If not, it'll go to that email too, that 24/7.
Yeah, I'm in the email now. I don't have anything yet from you guys.
Okay. Let me refresh my screen because sometimes it sits in the queue for a minute or two before it goes out. So let's just see. Yeah, it's in the queue. So that will be out there to you momentarily. So while we wait on Monday, you want to do morning or afternoon? What works best?
Morning is fine.
Okay. Earliest I have is an 11 a.m. Will that work?
Fine. Beautiful.
Okay, good. So I'm going to block out again 11 to 12. So that you have that hour window.
So basically, when I get the verification postcard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the same number we're going to try to use for both businesses?
Nope. You'll get a unique 5-digit code in the mail for the garage door, the Geek Squad that we did earlier. And you'll call us or text us that number, and we'll verify that business for you. Then you'll get another postcard in the mail, and it'll come to the same address, but it'll just say Suite A on it. So you'll call us back with that second 5-digit code for the 24/7 locksmith, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, we're using the same address, but you're going to get two separate codes.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
So now I'll get that call 11 a.m. Okay, sounds good.
Yep, 11 a.m. Let me just make sure that I block it out. That's for the 9th, so local splash client interview. And while I'm doing this, if that email comes in, you can open it up and do the thing there, you know. You know the drill with that.
Yes,
just scrolling to the bottom and checking the box and the whole nine yards.
I got it.
Okay,
got
good,
it.
Yeah. So you can do that while I'm nailing this appointment down. And then
please click here. This is subscription terms.
Yep. And then
scroll
if it asks for the username
the
and password, that's just because it's that it's going to be provided on Monday.
Confirm signature. Oh, I didn't check the box. Confirm. And we're good to go.
Okay, good. So you're good to go there. So that went through. And then the last thing I want to do is set up the email reminder for the appointment on Monday. So it'll go to 247locksmith570@gmail.com. Let me go back to that appointment and add you as a guest. So you'll get an email reminder about an hour before that appointment. Okay, Randy, so I'm so glad that it worked out. You're all set up for the locksmith business, and best of luck to you with all of your businesses. And I will still follow up in 2 weeks regarding the Google Guaranteed for the Geek Squad, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good weekend. Thank you.